This week on the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 117, we're talking about WandaVision and gamer goals for 2021 and Halo. Let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Analog Assault Podcast. We have Lupo to the rescue with us tonight. It's Lupo. He's back.
He's back from the grave ship. He's back, literally.
So we also have Rad, and we have Crow, and we have Prime.
What's happening?
Hi, guys. Hi. So we got a lot to talk about. Well, a little bit to talk about, I guess you could say. And it is a very special episode because it is 117. Lupo to the rescue brought that to my attention this week, so... Thank you, sir. It slipped the mind.
It's kind of important, I guess.
Just a little bit.
I mean, you figured that the guy with 117 in his gamer tag would say something about it, but no, of course not.
Yeah, right.
I had to be reminded. It is gamer tag.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, guys, a little housekeeping real quick as we do every podcast here. If you like the content, then consider hitting that smashing that sub button to help out MHG and all we do. You can watch us live on Twitch at twitch.tv/MulehornGaming every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You like Star Wars content? Check out our TikTok. And this is new, guys. If you're going to the Epic Store, if you're buying Fortnite skins, you can now support MHG with Mulehorn/Gaming. That's like a minus sign, right? Mulehorn-Gaming. There we go.
So, oh, yeah.
What would you do without us, man? What would you do?
I mean, I even forgot it was 117. You know,
he'd be talking epic support here.
Talking to himself somewhere in a ditch or something, probably.
So, guys, let me tell you about this game I'm really excited about. Guys,
you see my Crocs?
They're great. Yeah. So, guys, what have y'all been playing? What you been doing? What's been going on this week?
Well, unlike last week, I've actually got some decent amount of Cyberpunk 2077 time in.
Nice.
And last night, I hit that spot, the point of no return. And I was like, yes! Ooh. I was like, no, I have more to do. So I pulled the map up and found every side job that I had left, kind of ignoring the gigs because they're not as important, but I will do them eventually. And I'm ready. So this weekend, probably Friday night, I'm going to dive into hopefully getting the best ending possible.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. I can't wait. And wrapping up this game I've been loving so much. And yeah.
Is there any blips, though, on the map? Is there any spots you haven't explored?
No, I've explored every area. Okay. I just got to complete those areas that I've explored so far. I have started picking back up on Cobra Kai, so I think I'm almost done with season 2. And The Expanse, I was watching the most recent episode today. I didn't finish it, but holy crap, is it good? Oh, and, yeah. Of course, been collecting a lot of those Pokemon cards. And, I mean, when this came in the mail from a certain person named Radical...
Hey.
Me and the little primes are pretty ecstatic because there's a gold mine in here.
There's a lot.
Some emoji stuff.
There's a lot going on in there.
Yeah, and that little binder is happening. So
nice.
I still feel bad about the Machamp, but it is what it is. There's other ones to make up for it.
Yes, very true as well. Yeah. So much appreciated for me and the other primes in this house. And yeah. That's what I've been doing.
I actually watched the Expanse episode today before the cast. Oh, it was good. Wow. It was very good. You need to finish it, Thaddeus. It was.
I know.
It was good. What else? Finished up Gate. I know I had mentioned a little while back. I was watching that show.
Right on.
What did I? Oh, and I started playing Greedfall this week.
Did you know?
Which is, yeah, a game that's on Game Pass.
Oh, Dog's also, playing that too.
That's... Yeah, Dog actually turned me onto it. He's like, he was trying, he kind of enjoyed it. So I looked up the trailer. I was like, this looks like something I could enjoy.
Are you liking it? I hated it.
It's interesting. I'm getting a lot of New World vibes, other than like just the world itself is very New World-esque. For those of you, those of us that played it, got to play it. It's interesting. I mean, it's free. It was on Game Pass,
yeah,
on PC Game Pass. So I was like, ah, I'll try it out.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten that much into it. I'm leaning towards the side of, I'm probably not going to play a whole lot more. I want to give it a little bit more time just to see, because at least 75% of the time that I've actually played, it's just all dialogue so far.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten to do a ton of combat.
Yeah, are you in that first area, like, with the ship?
I got on the ship and went to the island. Now I'm wandering around a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. But,
this is fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But free. I mean, like, if people like it, then that's good. I paid for it. Like, I was not into it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
But, other than that, playing more PSO2, more Genshin, a little bit of Destiny. We went in there and got the random roll Hawk Moons this week in the Hawk Moon Catalyst.
Nice.
Which, that was fun. We spent probably, what do we spend in there, Lupo? Like 10 minutes trying to get past like the first section?
Getting to like the boss fight was worse than like the boss fight itself, but it was,
I enjoyed it. When we were outside.
Oh, yeah. We were sitting outside the thing for at least 15, 20 minutes.
Did you have to look it up, how to get over there, or did you figure it out?
Dog finally kind of looked up, someone was kind of describing how to do it, and I was like, oh, okay, so we were like, okay, it's down this way.
We couldn't believe that was...
And then we were like wandering along the dam trying to find the thing, and I was like, oh, it's right underneath me.
I had managed
to jump over it.
Oh.
The entrance.
Yeah, that was weird.
But yeah, it was interesting, fun. A little different.
Mm-hmm.
Have to try and get some more random rolls next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get that catalyst done. Yeah, enjoyed that. Did more raids. Yeah, that challenge was a little bit harder this week, I'll say. Having to trade off. Yeah,
I thought it was really fun after we knew what we were doing.
It was fun,
I was being set on fire.
You just kept dying getting set on fire.
Yeah. But it was fun. Like, the kind of the chaos was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than that, more Attack on Titan. I know Lupo's watching that as well. We're still confused as hell. But other than that, not much.
Right on. Rad.
Rad. So I have been watching Futurama still. I've been crying since being bullied by Crow.
Now, just kidding. When you say bullied, what exactly do you mean?
I mean that he told me my opinion was dumb. No, I'm just kidding, of course. Bullying is not a joke. Bullying is not a joke. I've been playing Destiny. I finished the... I'll save that for last. I started ReCore. I never really played. I actually played like the first mission. It's very platformy, right? That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big arcadey platform person, but after I recently finished another game, I was like, I want something kind of easy, you know, that I can just kind of sit and play. No. And so no, I don't even mean like puzzle wise. I mean just like just kind of like I don't have to
light, you mean?
Yeah, light, exactly. So I was like, let me try ReCore. It's free. Let me do it. I was motivated by Lupo not to play 50 games, but to like keep a tab of like what games I'm finishing. So I'm doing that. Thank you, Lupo. Mm-hmm. The first game I was able to add to my list. Mule's is just so proud. Is I finished the Battlefront 2 campaign.
Yeah.
And
only took you a few years.
Well, I never had it. So it didn't take me a few years. I never had the opportunity. Yeah. I wait for things to be free. Let's be honest. Joke.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. And I would like to plant all of my everything I own. I'm married, but I'll plant my love. I will I will make her my beneficiary. Iden Versio is just simply a gift among gifts to the Star Wars universe. It was great.
She's like the Liara is to Mass Effect.
She was just great, and I kind of knew how it was going to end in the DLC. That is the DLC stuff, right? Like when she's older.
Yeah, the DLC is when she's older because she has a kid.
Yeah, so I think I had kind of known what was going to happen. It's not really a spoiler. I know a lot of people have played it, but I was still like sitting at my computer. Well, I think I wrote in Discord in all caps, like, play Battlefront, they said. Like, you'll like it, they said, as Iden's like, you know, doing what happens to her.
Yeah.
But it was great. I loved it. It was like the perfect, that was an easy campaign. Like that was not difficult. It was easy and light and it was really enjoyable. I'm so used to like these really heavy, games with substance like Witcher 3, great game, Horizon Zero Dawn, great game. Anyone who has not played those games is probably not a gamer. I guess maybe Lupo, he gave me a look in the camera. It was great. It was really fun. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I also started, I was stockpiling episodes. I started re-listening to the Mass Effect tabletop RPG that I did an interview with the creators of that like just over a year ago. So I started listening to that again recently. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I know I'm supposed to tell a story, I think, on this podcast at some point. I don't know if you want me to do that now about meeting somebody.
Let's hear about the fangirling. I want to hear it.
Okay. So just, you know, we'll save Lupo here, best for last. Well, Mule's technically last, but we'll save Lupo, best for last. So
sure.
Briefly, in Rachel terms, so you guys can set your snooze buttons and I'll wake you up when I'm done. So I think in 2015, my brother and some friends that I actually knew through Mass Effect community, we went to Tampa Bay Comic Con. I'm from the Tampa Bay area. And Carrie Fisher was one of the guests. So at the time in 2015, my brother was, I don't know, 16 or so, you know, he's kind of in that awkward, like 16-year-old phase.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if we're going to Disney World or like somewhere like that, I'm like, we're going to be first in line. We're going to get there early. We're going to like hate ourselves while we're there, but it's going to be worth it, blah, blah, blah. So we got there really early. My brother is like, you know, taller than me. I'm a short little lady. And I looked up at him and I was like, when those doors open, we are booking it. We are booking it to wherever her line is. And we're going to stand there until we meet her. So as soon as the doors open, we ran over there. I was in a Tomb Raider cosplay, believe it or not. And so I like ran over there and, we were fifth in line. We did not get first, but we were fifth in line. No disrespect to the people in front of us, but they were like the not fans. They were like the skeezy, like sign 50 of these things and we're going to sell them on the internet.
Yeah.
They were, yeah. No, I mean like, you know, whatever. So it was not fans. It was, you know, so those people go, first of all, I'm not sending, fine, fake. I'll send you a picture of me in cosplay another time. So she's 2 hours late, which is Carrie Fisher. Like who cares? She comes out, she's holding her dog, Gary. And she makes her assistant write Carrie Fisher and Gary on her sign. And she's finally like, you know, okay, let the peasants forward, you know, whatever. So these guys start coming and I can like see her like through the people. And my brother is like, she's upset. She doesn't look like she's having a good time. And I was like, yeah, because these scumbags are like coming up to her, having her sign like 7,000 things. Terrible. Okay. So we get up there. My brother's a cute kid. He's very handsome. He has like nice hair and he was wearing this retro Empire Strikes Back baseball tee. he's like the first fan. We're like the first fans that she sees. I didn't even get her autograph. I was just there to help my brother out. He got her autograph. He walks up, you know, like shaking. My brother is the Star Wars fan. I'm just like there
because
I enjoy Star Wars, you know, but he's like the Star Wars fan. So he walks up with this $15 book from Borders, you know, like this book that was not destined for anything. And here he comes like, hi, Carrie Fisher. You know, like he's like, oh, it's so good to meet you. And she's just like, you can tell she's like, oh, thank God, it's some idiot. Like, you know, like she's like, oh, it's not, you know, it's not some jerk. So he's like, thank you so much for being here. I love Star Wars. This is so amazing. You know, he's like dying, you know, like you can't. And I'm just like standing there. Now, very, very quick interlude. I grew up meeting fairly famous people. My dad has done a lot of stuff with like local sports teams. So I grew up meeting these people. Like it was, you know, I took it for granted, like it was nothing. And I'm just like looking at my brother, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like this woman puts her pants on every day, like everybody else. Like enough. So he's like, he gets this, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so he gets this book back and he just like looks at me and, oh, thank you so much. And he like walks away and I look back at her and I was like, Carrie Fisher, thank you for being here. My brother is a huge Star Wars fan. This is like the greatest moment of his life. It is such an honor to meet you. And at one point she had like commented on his shirt and that she really liked it and whatever. And she, I'm not kidding you, she looks at me and she looks over at him and he's like, Rachel, what the hell are you doing? That is Carrie Fisher. You know? And I'm like, look, I'm a short Jewish woman. She's a short Jewish woman. We're bonding. This is it, baby. This is how we do it. And so she looks at me and she looks back at him and looks at me again. She says, that's your brother? He's very cute. and his whole demeanor, like he's just like, oh my God, what is happening? And I was like, thank you, this is great. I wanted to say something to her also about like being a pioneer of like mental health, but I didn't have time. So I walked away and he's like, I don't care how old she is, I would let her do me. I don't care. and that's the story. So we met Carrie Fisher and you know, she was great. It was really funny. We met Ian McDiarmid the next year and he was a little bit more prepared. He was like, I'm going to tell him that he was the first villain I was ever scared of. And I was like, Ted, you wouldn't go see Finding Nemo because you were scared of the anglerfish. Like, don't lie to this man. No. We got
a double dose of embarrassing Ted this week.
No, there's a lot of. Oh my gosh. I love that my brother to death, stream. But he was a wimpy kid. He'll be like, yeah, I was a wimpy kid.
Easy pickings. That's what we call
pickings. It is.
I feel like I need to take that for God.
Yeah, but that was
bad, Ted. I'm sorry, Ted.
No, he's fine. But yeah, so that was the story. We met Carrie Fisher. She was great. It was worth sitting there for however many hours. And he has an awesome book with her signature, Ian McDiarmid. And I think he met, oh my God, I'm terrible. I forgot his name. The guy who was Chewbacca.
Peter Mayhew.
Yeah, he met Peter Mayhew. Right. Yeah, very awesome. Kind of late in his life. So he was kind of not in a good mood. But it was great. It was awesome. That's the story. Lupo, you're up.
Am I up now?
You're up.
I'm
gonna do no talking pretty much during Halo, so that was mine.
Fair, completely fair. Okay, so a lot has happened over the last month of me not being here, but I will do the short version. So most importantly, like I said, I was gonna play 50 games within the next calendar year. So by the end of the year, we'll do 50 games. I finished technically two. So I finished Cyberpunk, which I finished that before Mule, even though he said he would finish that before me.
You were motivated to do it, though.
I finished first.
Absolutely.
I was not motivated.
finished Jedi Fallen Order last week, and that was a nice, very, dude. Very good experience. I really enjoyed it. You know, Turbo's in chat. He said, you know, like, the character is kind of whiny for a bit, you know, he's like kind of vanilla, you know, but that last hour, and he is 100% right, like the last hour of that game was incredible. From like the last fight and then like the final cutscenes, like Mule was watching me stream and I'm like, holy shit, like the entire time, like it was like the best, it might have been like the best hour of a game that I've ever played, like I wasn't playing anything, I was literally just watching cutscenes, you know. It was
Elijah Wood, just saying.
Yeah, fair. But it was good, man. I really enjoyed that. started playing Dragon Age Inquisition a little bit, and I started falling asleep through it. So I was like, you know what? Let me just put this on the back burner for a bit. It's really slow early on. Yeah. I think the content of the game and the premise and the world they're trying to build is very interesting. But like that, go get this, go cat, you know, go do this, go to this person, this, that. And I was like, no, I don't have time for this. I need to shoot aliens or something. So I switched over to Doom and played a couple hours of Doom this week. So that's what I'm working on for this week. I'll eventually do that. I also did pick up, because my kid wanted to play games this week, I actually purchased Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the complete edition game, which was re-released last week.
I've seen some clips of that. It looks pretty good.
And it was it's a lot of fun. It is very, very tough. It's it is not a game for a 5-year-old to just pick up and play, but he's doing okay.
I said,
look, like, stay alive. I'll do all the rest of the stuff. And he does pretty good. Like, we get to the boss. Like, that's like basically like once a day, we'll get to like the boss fight at the end of one level and then pick up the next day or like a couple days later. So that's what we've done, 2 of the 7 boss fights. So nice. That's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then watching like a lot of anime stuff. The most recent dub of Boruto came out this week. So I watched that. I finished that today already.
Alright, dang.
Watching The Expanse, obviously, like The Expanse is like my one like syndicated TV show that I watch like religiously. And then the one show I want to just bring it up because like I'm not even sure like a lot of people watch it. I watched season 5 of The Magician, which is its final season. And it was a show that I really, really enjoyed, like from start to finish. It's a show that aired about 5 years ago. Sorry, aired about 5 years ago on Sci-Fi, and that's like Sci-Fi was like at peak television at one point. Like they had 12 Monkeys, The Expanse, The Magicians, and one other show that I was talking about the other day. And I forget which one it was. Dark Matter, and just fantastic, like dark fantasy, dark futurist, dark sci-fi, like. Really great shows, and they all have like either been canceled or moved to another network. So like, you know, I'm glad The Expanse has picked up on Amazon Prime, but this last season of Magicians just like it didn't hit the way I wanted it to, but it gave some decent closure, and I binged it in like 3 days. So I was like really hyped up about that. But
I'm sorry, but you're missing like the two biggest sci-fi shows for that channel.
Which one? Oh, Battlestar? Like
Battlestar and Stargate.
Battlestar was 20 years ago, man.
The new?
Yes, the new one was 15 years ago.
But it was still like that. Battlestar and Stargate. Like, you might be on Amazon.
Battlestar, I think it's on Netflix.
I don't know.
Hulu? What's her face is in it? What's her face is in it?
Katie Sackhoff?
Yeah, Katie Sackhoff.
This requires a quick Google.
Yeah, Two Tone Waffle, the cliffhanger with Dark Matter. Like, Dark Matter, like, ended on, like, such a great point. You're like, man, the show's going to get so good next season. Canceled.
That sucks.
So many.
That sucks.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica, the newest one, was one of my all-time favorite sci-fi shows, period.
I've heard that Battlestar Galactica is, like, the sci-fi show.
So watch it now, again, watching it, like, its context of the early 2000s.
Yeah, I mean. It's good. I could watch it. I mean, my favorite Star Wars movie is Attack of the Clones, so I can handle anything.
Oh, yeah. You could.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
So, Mule, how about yourself, man? What have you been playing and or watching since the last cast?
I have not watched the latest episode of The Expanse. I really want to. It slipped my mind. I watched WandaVision a couple times, once through by myself and then with the wifey. I will say the second round, I warmed up to it a lot more. The first time
you were getting kind of like, man, Jack.
What is this?
It was just weird, man. I'm impressed. It was weird. The second time I can appreciate it a little bit better. But it was just, I'm hoping that they'll start picking up the pace a little bit. The second episode,
I mean, I've seen the trailers for like stuff that happens on,
you
like,
know, what's going to
the release trailer of little bits. Big. Like it's going to get a lot bigger.
Yeah.
This is just the opening for it.
I hope so, yeah. Other than that, I mean, just shooting some scrubs in Apex and Star Wars Battlefront 2 on PC. And I had one game on PC of Battlefront 2 where I was playing with just my level 13 Lando, not even maxed out. And I had 28 kills and carried my team. And there's like party chat that you can see, like game in-game chat from the other team. Mm. They can like type in there. And they kept saying, Lando's sus, man. He's sus. And I was like, And I finally just put in there, I said, bro, I'm just a console player in a PC world. Get good.
Nice.
Had to rub it in a little bit, you know?
Nice.
I was just like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. I played a crap load of this on console, you know? But it's been really fun actually playing some newer blood in Star Wars, because like sometimes I'm like, okay, guys, this is how you, like, I'll type in chat, you need to do this, you need to do this, trying to help them out a little bit, you know, because like sometimes you're just like, guys, oh geez, you're just getting annihilated. So Apex, Star Wars Battlefront 2, a lot of SOTOR, man. I'm actually feeling like that's kind of been my main squeeze right now. I've been having a crap ton of fun with Robbie and Trax and IP, and Full Turbo and all those guys. And I think that's what's making it really fun for me, is that I'm getting into the good part of the story. I finally got through like the leveling up stuff where you have to unlock your mount and all that crap. And so I'm getting into some really good parts of the story. Like one part, I was laughing really hard because I just started another Sith Marauder, and I was being very Sith, and it was just hilarious. My bounty hunter, I punched a hut one night when I was playing. but yeah, it's been a ton of fun. I've really been enjoying it, and it's kind of weird because it's an older game, but and it's not super fast paced, but it's BioWare. I think it's the story that's really starting to pull me in. You know, it's just so good. So good. So that's about it for me. So guys, let's move into the Halo talk. We're going to start with Halo since this is episode 117. And I want to ask you guys, favorite Halo game. And then I need you to rank your top three Halo games.
I'll start off because it was my idea to do this.
No, that's fine. I was going to go because it was going to be quick, but you go.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, like, favorite's tough because Halo was the game that influenced me to buy an Xbox and be just Xbox devout for the last, you know, almost 20 years now. Yeah. But I think the one I've logged the most hours in was actually Halo 4. Nice. So if I had to pick one that I had the most memories of, it would be and Mule got up. He's like, it's not Halo 3. Bye. Later.
Done.
At least like the general consensus of a lot of people. Like if you're not into Halo 3, get out. I'd say my favorite is probably Halo 4. I really enjoyed it.
That's one of the ones I've played. Oh,
Halo 4 is your favorite Halo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lupo, we need to have a chat.
I'm going to make him even probably more mad.
Podcast.
Me too, probably.
Oh my gosh.
The only way you can make people more mad is if you say Halo 5 is your favorite. That's the only way.
Yeah. And I was going to say, guys in chat, if y'all want to put y'all's list out there, you can certainly do it. So anyways, Crow, what were you saying? You're going to make me even more mad?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to say my favorite Halo, just because of how much time, like Lupo, how much time I sunk into it, is actually Halo Reach.
Yeah. Because
that was one of the first ones. Well, I guess I played 3 on Xbox, but I played 1 and 2 on PC actually, and it was my PC was so bad and the graphics card was so crap that Master Chief's armor was gray. He couldn't even load the green shader for his armor on Halo 1. Yeah. And I finally, for my birthday, I got a better graphics card and it finally turned it to green. I'm like, wait, what is this? Grunts actually are orange? What is this? There's color?
Wait,
I can't see the invisible elites? Like, the old graphics card was so bad, it would render the invisible elites. I could see them. And then when I got the new one, it's like, no, they're invisible. I'm like, what? This sucks. But then Reach, I didn't even have like online when I was playing Reach, and I maxed out the ranking in that just by playing the scored like campaign missions and firefight solo.
Dang.
Like, that's how much time I put into it. Dang. And it took a lot if you were doing that to get the ranks.
Yeah.
Mm, nice.
But are we going to do our top three or just?
Yeah, give me your top three.
All right. Top three, Reach, 3, 4.
Okay.
You go, Pat.
I'd have to say my favorite is Reach as well. I loved the story of that one. Played a
love that
times.
Armor locked in you.
God, it was so good. And that's about the time I started to get into the books as well. So it all, seeing visually what I already read, I'm like, oh, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
It made an impact for me, and the story was good. I didn't get much into multiplayer at all back then, but I love the campaign. But close second, it has to be the first one for me, because that's when I got my Xbox, and that's when me and my buddy, Adonis 19, Daniel, we spent so many weekends playing the campaign on Legendary over and over, because we just love the heck out of it. And I think it's going to be 3 is going to be the third one, because that's a great story, and the multiplayer is fun in that one too. So yeah, it's Reach, OG, Combat Evolved, and 3. 4 and 5, and you know, whatever. But that Reach is just too good.
Yeah.
I have to ask, this is for everyone, how many of them have you guys beat on Legendary?
I would be Combat Evolved.
I've never tried Legendary.
I don't play games on hard.
Yeah. Most of my time is in multiplayer.
So I have the most. I have 2 completions on Legendary.
You win, Crow.
You are the champion.
I did Reach and 4 on Legendary.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
I kind of cheesed them, though. I kind of had like the second controller sitting beside me, so if I died, it would just like respawn back to her.
Respawn back. I don't think that counts.
That's that negative.
Co-op,
it's now still, I have that more than count. You.
Sir,
now that I have sucks. More than
you. Doesn't count. So, Brad, have you played any Halo?
Yes, I have. Okay, so I played 1. I have. I didn't finish 1. Because I was a child-ish when I played 1, and I got to this part, couldn't tell you where I was, couldn't tell you what level I was on, but I died in this area that, like, if you step into it, it drained your shields. And I died with, I respawned with no health every single time. And so as soon as I would respawn, I would have no shield, and then I would die immediately.
Yeah.
There's like a movie I'm thinking of where I would like, what is this going to drive me nuts? There's a movie specifically that I'm thinking of where like, I would do something and then I would die, but then I would get farther and then I would die again. And mind you, I literally was like 15. So I was like, I don't have time for this. I'm hormonal and I don't care about anything. And so I finally like got out of the building I was in. I got into, I don't know what the vehicles are called. Something that flies in the air. And I was in a Banshee and I hit a mountain and died. And I was like, excuse my language, I'm using it. This is my one. I was like, fuck it. I'm done. I restarted the whole level. Yeah. And then I never played again. I was like, I'm done. So then I did play part of 2, I think around the same age. But when I was a teenager, I didn't do that much gaming. Mm. I played like Super Smash Brothers a lot. I watched my best friend Tyler play 3. I didn't play 3. But then when I became a big kid and started gaming after that fateful day when I played Skyrim for the first time, I did play Reach. I played through all of Reach and I played through all of 4. So I have finished those 2 games. Okay. So if I were to rank them, I actually, I love backpacking off Lupo. I like when he says something great and then I'm like, I'm going to say that too. So I also think 4 was great. They're probably terrible. I loved those light rifles. Man, those were dope. I loved them. I was like, I'm going to use this thing the whole time through. So I liked 4 a lot. I loved Reach. I'd probably say Reach is my number one. Reach was great. I played a lot of multiplayer actually in Reach. I played a lot of 4. And then I'd put 1 just because I have this stupid memory of me dying immediately for like an hour and a half. So I did play them. I mean, it's fine. But, I didn't play 5. I think I tried to play 5 and I was like, I don't care about this. So,
well,
3. Okay, so fine. Reach, 4, 1. That's my list.
All right.
Good question. Scarecrow, how long did you last on lone wolf mode at the very end of Reach?
Oh, I forgot about that.
I actually gave up at one point. I just stopped. I was like, what is this? I lost count of time.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I just kept going and going. I'm like, okay, is there supposed to be an end to this? And I finally just let myself die.
Yeah. Is there an ending? Or do you just...
That's the ending.
It's the
thing. That yeah, there is yeah, an yeah. ending. Your character ends up getting killed. Yeah, and okay. you kind of see a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think we like... 2.5 minutes, maybe three. But I saw a video of one guy who went forever. I'm like, holy crap!
Yeah, you can go like the whole time. Yeah,
I probably at least 10-15 minutes, and I was just like, is this gonna end?
Yeah,
what's going on here?
All right,
Mr.
117 himself. Let's hear it.
You ready for this?
The can of crow.
I'm gonna school you guys in the way of Halo here. Okay, so a lot of y'all are right. Halo Reach is fantastic. But the game that changed gaming is 2. Halo 2.
I knew
this is true.
I mean, it did. You're right.
Everything. Halo 2 changed in like everything with online play. I mean, I had so many memories in 2 and 3 of playing with KSI and just the sweats and the tea bags and like the custom games and the rockets and swords that you would do, like custom match rocket swords only, you know, 1v1 me bro. Like there were just 2 and 3, I think, were the big, like 2 especially, were this game changers. There's just, that's what made online multiplayer like a thing for me, you know?
Yeah.
And I love Reach and I love the story. But I think if and I've played them all, of course. Never cheesed a legendary like Crow here, and poor Nate, he's never completed one, so you guys can shame him in chat. But I would, if I had to rank it, my top three, I am gonna have to say 2, 3, Reach. I don't know why you guys liked 4 so much. 4 was cool because they had new mechanics and things like that. But as far as the story, I always felt it was kind of, I don't know, just kind of meh. You know, it was all right. But
4 was a big one for me because it was the first one that I truly got into online play.
Mm-hmm.
And Reach was like right before it. And I had gotten into some tournament playing and I got a little bit better, more into like that kind of stuff in 4 because it was a little... It was a better setup.
Yeah.
I think same for me. You know, like I said, I really wasn't into gaming the way that I am now when I was playing Halo. Like I just played it because my brother played it. I don't know how my brother got away with playing it as a kid, but I, you know, so like I had it when I was younger and I didn't really care. But as an adult, you know, as an adult gamer, I played Reach and enjoyed it. And then I played 4 and I enjoyed it. So that's why those resonate more with me for sure.
And I knew 2 was a game changer, but I didn't have online, so I never really did much in the multiplayer. And you know me, I've always been a, you know, filthy casual, so wasn't ever a big pull for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and Trax is right. He's saying 2 was a major introduction, but I poured so many hours into 3. Good old SWAT. Yes. So good. And I'll throw this in as a bonus. You guys can jump in with it as well. If you asked me to play Halo today, though, I don't know how much I would enjoy it because I feel like it hasn't like progressed like other games have. Like multiplayer gaming has gotten faster, at least faster, smoother, mm-hmm. mantling, things like that.
Yeah, they tried to do that for stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean they tried to do that a little bit with Reach, and then in 4 you see a little bit more evolution. In 5 you see the mantling and the jump, dodge and stuff like that. But I'm really, really hoping for this next Halo that they do make it very fluid. I understand like you have certain people with lore that are like, oh, well, no, he's wearing like a 1-ton freaking mech suit. Like,
he,
but you got to think about it too. Like, the guy is basically indestructible. His skeletal structure is like indestructible almost. But so I'm hoping they like, they update it in a way to make it smoother. I don't want it to feel like I'm playing PUBG, you know? I want it to feel like I'm playing something that's really smooth, like a Warzone or an Apex. Very smooth movement, quick flip, you know, stuff like that. I wouldn't mind a sprint. I know people don't like that, but
yeah,
I would really like a sprint. I would really love that. I like that they had that in Halo 5. I wish it wasn't
Something better than Halo 4 and 5.
Yeah, but it was like, it had a cooldown to it, and I didn't really like that, but I get it, you know. But I'm hoping they do that. I don't know. What do you guys, you know, thoughts on that before we move to WandaVision?
I'd love to have that little faster pace because, like I said, I read the books back in the day, and the Spartans could really freaking move.
Yep.
And after reading that, I was like, why did they make the Spartans so slow? Or at least it felt that way. So I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. I'm ready for the new Halo. And as soon as we know the announcement date, like a true date, I don't care if I have to do it all solo. I'm going to go back and play all of them in order. Going to do that myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd be interested for that as well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, one and two are only co-op. But other than that, I think past that there are at least three.
I'd be interested in a faster paced combat in Halo for sure. I think that's why I enjoy four so much more than other ones. Like it sped the game up much more. Like when I was playing four, I was very heavily into Modern Warfare 3. It was just like this new evolution of get faster, you know your lines a little bit better, less twitchy, you know. So I really, really enjoyed just, you know, playing that, man.
Yeah.
And I would love to see, I didn't play a lot of multiplayer in five because I was just so invested into Destiny at that point. But games are so fast now. Like I don't mean like fast like just TTK, like movement and you know, setting up picks and stuff like that is like just the way like competitive gaming has to be now. Like it's weird to see games like, you know, PUBG when you have other games like Apex and Warzone and stuff like that are all like so engrossed with like how fast the movement is and how quickly things are moving. And I think other games have to adapt to that as well.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah. Right on. So guys, WandaVision, what were your initial thoughts? What did you think?
Different, but I liked it a lot, especially knowing what I know as far as what I saw in the trailer and knowing where I think they're going based upon the comics. I'm really excited to see how they pan this out, you know, multi-dimensional, multiverse, possibly even introducing, you know, new line of people, X-Men, into the MCU, you know, legitimately versus, you know, what they tried to do before. But yeah, first two episodes were different. But I dug it. It's pretty cool. Different.
Yeah.
Cool. Different.
Rad.
Rad.
Yeah. You didn't watch it, did you?
Listen.
I knew it. Oh, I knew you didn't watch.
Listen, this is not, I don't think this is necessarily a bold statement. I don't care about Scarlet Witch. Listen, I like X-Men a lot. And so the only reason, actually, here's probably when I'll watch it, when it's all available. This is not the kind of show that I'm going to sit down and be like, WandaVision is available weekly. Like, I'll wait till it's all out.
I'm there too.
And then I'll binge it.
You'll watch it weekly, Lupo.
Mando. I will not watch
it. You said that with Mandalorian.
Yeah, but at least it's Star Wars. Like, Marvel I can just not really be bothered with, honestly.
I should just have my, actually you can see her in this shot. I should just have my Padme here for appropriate guilting. I like X-Men a lot. If I'm seeing things that more X-Men things are popping up, I'll probably care more about it, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in Winter Soldier. That's kind of, I like those characters more. I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I've heard good things. What's her name? What's the actress's name? Olsen? Elizabeth? Yeah. She's great. Like, I think she's cool, but I just don't have.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right.
Thaddeus at a loss for words over there. I can just see it in his face. He doesn't know who you are anymore.
I'm the woman who sent him a Schnickel Fritz ton of amazing Pokemon cards.
I think that's the only way that you're still on the podcast.
That's not the only way. That's not the only way.
Keep that in the DMs, Crow.
I bring a lot to this podcast. Schnickel
Fritz, new word, love it.
Schnickel Fritz, it's a Gilmore Girls reference. I know, shocking. I bring a lot to this podcast. It's just not about WandaVision. So mostly just backpacking off of Lupo.
I mean, I didn't watch it. I don't have plans to anytime soon. I did have conversations with some people about it, just because I just saw like general social media kind of talking about it and saying how bad it was. So I just like, obviously you talk to the people you work with. So like the couple guys I work with, they religiously watch Marvel and you know, Disney Plus and stuff like that. So they were like, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, There's definitely like the hints of
setup to the series.
Hold up. The first episode of the show should have you fully invested in the show. Like, if the first episode doesn't grab you, just walk away.
That's true.
Just walk away.
100%.
Bingo.
But I disagree with you, Brad. I think Scarlet Witch is a good character. I don't think that she was fleshed out enough in the movies.
I'll enjoy it all at once. I don't think I will do the same thing.
Let's talk again in March or April or whatever.
Yeah, I'll watch Mandalorian week by week.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch WandaVision week by week. Not for me.
So. Lupo, I challenge you to do the rule of three. Watch the first three episodes. If you can't get past it, then wait till it's all out.
Just wait till it's all out. You can still do the rule of three. And no, then
you're lucky. You're lucky. I have nothing to watch right now.
Yeah. Lupo, I need you to partner with me and not allow me to be the only idiot not watching this.
He knows that I'm good with watching stuff.
This show looks really bad, honestly. Like, I don't want to be so negative about it, but like I've seen some pretty bad shows in this.
Have you seen any of the clips of the future episodes? The trailer?
I have not.
The future episodes look better. I will say that.
It is going to do a 160 degree turnaround.
It's an 80, but that's fine. It's 180. Whatever.
No, 160. It's not going to be fully. It's not going to be all the way there, because there's still going to be aspects of what's going on.
You can't make a nerd joke to a nerd and then not allow the nerd to correct you.
Yeah. Ooh. I kind of feel that way, Lupo. I kind of feel that way, man. I felt at first kind of like, I'm not so sure about this. But after I watched it the second time with the wifey, it started feeling a little bit better.
And you can also tell in the end credit, like the ending stuff. Like, yeah, there's a lot more there than we understand.
The thing is, it shouldn't have to take me two episodes just to feel like, okay, now I want to watch the show. Like, kind of like what Lupo was saying, your first episode is such an important one. But I know now why they released one and two is because they know if they just released one, people would be like, "What the heck is this? This is weird, man. This is weird." But it slowly got better in episode two, and it definitely did kind of feel like a, I don't know, like a mystery movie that you're watching, you know, like a murder mystery or something like that, where you're trying to figure out all the little clues in the show, which was kind of cool. But it was just a really weird feeling for me.
It gave me a lot of weird, like Stranger Things vibes.
Yeah. It Stranger Things was better, though. But like, I don't know.
I haven't watched Stranger Things.
We have three seasons of that versus two episodes.
I mean, I'm hoping it's better. I hope it's going to continue. Like, I felt like the theme was it started pretty crappy and it got a lot better by episode two. But I've seen the trailers that you're talking about, Crow, and that did pique my interest more, because I was like, all right, this looks a little better. Like, you're getting into a little bit more of the reality. Yeah,
these two episodes are just like the jokey episodes to start it off.
Yeah. So
it almost feels like.
I mean, it was at first, like, even my wife, when Mrs. Mule was watching it, she was kind of like, not so sure. And she has a greater attention span than I do. That's not hard by any means, but it was better than me there. But eventually she kind of warmed up to it a little bit too. All right, guys. So moving on. Goals, gaming goals for 2021. So we know Lupo's got some pretty big goals. I want to hear what y'all's are and what you're planning for this year. Nobody jump out at once.
Well, I thought Lupo was going to like do his thing.
That's fine. I'll run with it. Like, so my goal is, because like when we had the last, well, I guess that was the last episode that I was on. And I really honestly like thought about it like in the moment. We were doing the game of the year, kind of like looking at the nominees. I was like, man, I really didn't play much this year. I didn't play anything beyond like Destiny and a couple of other things that I normally play. So to be in video game commentary and content creation, you really need to understand like the entire landscape of the business and some of the different things that are out there. So I personally would like to play 50 unique titles that I have never finished before the end of this year. So that's kind of where I'm going. So finished Cyberpunk, finished Jedi Fallen Order, working on Doom 2016. And the Medium comes out at the end of the month. And that's the next thing that I'm looking at. Like, I'm sure I'll shove something else in between now and then. But, oh, and Scott Pilgrim also.
Control comes out tomorrow on PC.
It's already out.
It's out.
It's already out.
Today. Sorry. Yeah, today.
It was out yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I'm not stressed out about like doing it now, because there's like so much other stuff that I can play and it's gonna be on Game Pass for a little while, but
yeah.
Medium I like day one. I'm gonna be on there the 28th, ready to go for the Medium. Looks interesting.
Lupo, I'm just curious, and I did see full Turbo write it in chat too. Are you counting the remasters as part of those?
No, I'm gonna play it obviously, but it's not counting towards the 50.
Sure. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Unique titles that I've never played before.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't realize you hadn't played Inquisition.
I've started. This is my third time starting it.
I see how well the first two went. So.
It's just like story games since Destiny is what this
is. It's hard. Yeah, I understand. I'm the same way. I mean, I saw.
I started JFO three times before I finished it.
Yeah. So.
Right on.
Yeah. I was just looking up controls. I'm agreeing with what Nate said. I'm trying to get like those quick games in there, you know, and just knock out some of the ones I haven't touched yet.
Yeah, no, like I said, you could, the one that you squeeze in there could be the Battlefront 2 campaign. It's super short. You can,
I've
6 hours maybe.
It already. Yeah. So yeah. I will have to just restart it on PC and just go with it. But yeah eventually. Mm-hmm. The problem, like PC for me, like the thing about playing on PC is the flight controls with mouse and keyboard are probably rough.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Because I use controller. So
any other goals for you guys for
this year? I guess I'll do mine. I was thinking I was gonna try and do something like Lupo, try to complete some games, but knowing me, I always go back to my tried and true MMO style games. So what I really want to do this year is I want to start doing a little bit more streaming myself.
Nice.
And at least trying to do maybe at least once a week. I got to figure some stuff out, just some setup stuff. I've got all the hardware now. I'm ready to go. Just get a little bit of that. We'll see how it goes. Gonna try just playing what I want to play. Dog was put out a tweet actually today. Our good editor, miss him on the podcast, about like for new streamers, what's something you know now that you wish you'd known before? And our snake doctor posted. He said, "Play what you enjoy, not what you think is gonna like get the views."
Mm-hmm. Right,
because basically you're gonna come off more enjoyable. You're gonna like what you're doing, and it's just gonna be a better all around situation, I think.
Yep.
So I'll probably start streaming maybe some of stuff that I don't play with other people. Maybe a little bit of PSO2. We'll see. Maybe a little Genshin. Who knows?
Right on.
Have some fun with that, and that's kind of my just play what I'm playing. Maybe stream a little bit.
Right on. Anyone else?
I'll add that I've focused a lot on single player games this past, I don't know, 2 years, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'd like to get back to playing games more with the community, more a co-op or multiplayer. Outriders looks like that could be a new gateway for that, like Anthem didn't end up being so much. So, SWTOR didn't really do much for me.
I'm trying to get everyone on the SWTOR train.
Hand cramps and nodding off of the screen pretty much was the most it did for me. I enjoyed it, but it's like, this is not grabbing me at all.
No, the combat's really slow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm playing these like higher end games, beautiful looking games, and it's ultra. I'm like,
yeah,
this is painful.
Yeah.
I would like a game like SWTOR, but now, like modern, I hope this new Star Wars game is going to end up being.
Well, also that one game y'all are looking forward to, Crimson
Dawn or whatever.
Dawn, yes. Yeah. Desert.
That's great too.
Crimson Desert.
So, yeah. I hope 2021 will offer something that can really open that door for me to play more games in the community, because these single player games have been hooking me left and right. Loving them. But, you know, I miss playing with peeps. So, give me something good 2021, because I'm jumping in.
Yep.
Kind of back into Vault of Glass when that comes back out.
I'll watch some videos.
There you go.
I'll reinstall Destiny, maybe. No?
Funny
I don't know.
I don't want to interrupt, shockingly. Are you good, Prime?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. He's holding my not watching WandaVision against me, but it's fine. So for me, everybody knows that like my main jam is Destiny, love or hate it. But I think my gaming goals are a little bit weird. I'm saying this very consciously because I know that things don't always work out. My gaming may decline. I'm hoping that I can start a family at some point. So, you know, I'm kind of like have a lot of my goals set on that. But that's like a very like not happening anytime soon, but sooner than later. So I realize that like, so like as that happens, I'm kind of like ready for a shift, not necessarily to stop gaming, but I'm ready for like a new role. So I'm prepared for some of my interests to change. And I think that I can certainly foresee myself moving back towards meaning. It'll be hard for me because I love Destiny so much, but I really like to get my focus back towards kind of opposite of Prime, moving back towards mostly just single player experiences. Yeah. Something that Lupo mentioned, and I love Destiny. Like I love raiding with you guys. Like that is like, I changed some schedule around so I could like, I was like, Dad, I can't hang out with you that Saturday morning. I need to raid with my boys. He's like, whatever. So, you know, it's just fine.
But if the Lightning are playing, we're not raiding, right?
Look, like, we're the Stanley Cup champions, my man. You guys can raid without me when the sports are happening. But my parents, no, I see them all the time. You know, my bread and butter is these single player games. And, you know, what I was going to say was similar to what Lupo was saying, shockingly. I'm pointing over here because on my screen, he's over here. He was saying that it's like hard to get through single player games when we're playing stuff like Destiny all the time because it's so fast paced. And I've said it a few different times on the podcast, but man, do I really miss like feeling engaged, you know? And so I was really glad that Cyberpunk did that for me. I was surprised. And even though, yes, haha, I haven't finished Ghost, like Ghost did that for me too. I really felt like I didn't want to leave Ghost, you know? I was really like, oh, finally. So for me, I'm really looking forward to the Mass Effect remaster. That's I think there's like a rumored date of March 12th for that to release. If that is the date, I'm probably going to take work off. And one of the things I've always wanted to do on my personal stream is stream Mass Effect, like in a way that looks nice. I've never really been able to do that until more recently. And so I was like, I'm going to wait for the remaster and do that with my community. And so that's one of my big goals is to like probably cry through 90% of my playthrough on stream. But really kind of focusing more on single player experiences and not feeling like I need to rush through them. I don't mean that because of Cyberpunk, that I wanted to get through so I could write the review. But, you know, like I would like to go back through and replay Cyberpunk. Like that's something that I'd like to do and I feel motivated to. It's just wanting to really feel connected back to those single player stories. So
yeah.
I saw Nate a little while back. He and I know are both rooting for Horizon Forbidden West to come out this year. I would absolutely, I'd probably cry. I cried when that release trailer came out. That's that game really struck me. I mean, it's my second favorite game of all time. So I would love to see that. So really just diving back into single player games for me is my goal.
Right on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about you, Emil?
I think I had an epiphany. Probably around like October-ish, right when we started TikTok, and
I finally realized that Crocs are not the way to go.
No, I just started like I'm trying to think how to say this. I just realized how much I love Star Wars. Like I have always loved Star Wars. Like always loved it. And I love talking about it. And like my wife teases me and she's like, it's like you're made for this era because there's like so much Star Wars everywhere. And I was like, I know. It's like, yeah, I just want to talk about it. Like, you know, I walk down the street and I'm like, have you seen Star Wars? You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. You know?
Yeah. We're like the third golden age of Star Wars. Like, yeah,
she made fun of me because like after I got my Mandalorian helmet, I wore it when we walked the dog. Because I was like, hey, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to walk around the neighborhood with my Mandalorian helmet on, you know?
No, dog. This is the way.
Yeah. I had my great mythosaur with me. I was taking it for a walk. But like...
That's the title of this episode, by the way. No, dog, comma, this is the way.
Yeah. Okay. But my epiphany I realized... I play a lot of different games, like a lot. And I jump around to a lot of different games.
No.
And I feel like I really want to just hone in on a few now. I feel like this year is going to be a year where I'll be able to do that. I feel like there's more Star Wars coming this year. And I feel like I just want to hone in on a few, like a handful of games. Like I just want to play some Star Wars games. I want to play a few shooters here and there. And play some really like sci-fi story-driven games. I don't want to play everything and have to play everything. And there's a little bit of a pull, especially like when you're trying to stream for MHG. And like, you know, a goal we have is to have more people on the channel here. That's not just this space, you know. It can be somebody else that's streaming on MHG. But like the pull is to play all of that on stream, right? But I feel like since I've condensed it down to mostly like SOTOR and Battlefront and things, Apex, stuff like that, I've just been having a lot more fun. I've been enjoying things a lot more rather than it feeling like a grind. So that's kind of been like, I feel like my goal for this year is that I want to condense it down a little bit. Like there's so much stuff that MHG does and we have an amazing team now. Like, I think back on it and I'm like, I don't know how I did some of this stuff, like, without trying to kill myself because it was, like, crazy. Like, just no sleep kind of a deal, you know? But now we have such an amazing team in place. I feel like this is, like, the perfect time for me in 2021 to just focus on a few things and just really hone in on the things that I just love and enjoy, you know? So I'm bringing it down, guys. But yeah, that's my goals.
That's good. That's hard to do, you know, like when we're really so engulfed in gaming, it's like hard to be like, well, what won't I play, you know? Yeah.
Because it's really hard because you want to play all the new bright and shiny, you know, but like part of me is like, you know, I really didn't need to buy Cyberpunk. I could have waited. Like I could have waited.
Sure. Yeah.
Did you buy it?
MHG bought it. Yeah.
You did need to buy it. Yeah. I mean, she had a review to write. Come on now.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyways, one final question before we close up the cast here, because we've gone, excuse me, kind of long. Hero listened to last podcast, Hero Beyond, one of our friends streams here on Twitch. Yep. And he was talking about, you know, we talked about Star Wars and things like that. And he wants to know now with the, you know, basically the opening floodgates of all the developers that can make Star Wars. He said, basically, dream Star Wars game and who would you want to make it?
Oh.
Lupo, yes, go. Lupo.
I'm only going to say this. I want to go first because This is never going to happen, mostly because the developer that I would want to make this game doesn't exist anymore. So mm-hmm. I would love to see like a dark or wavering Jedi story done by Visceral.
Ooh.
So like if people aren't familiar of like who Visceral is, like they made the Dead Space games. And I think like that style of like grittiness to like,
Like a
Jedi who's kind of like lost his way, maybe wavering towards the Sith or something like that would be a really interesting story to tell with like that really dark grittiness to it. Also, because I'm a huge fan of SAO, I would love to see one Star Wars game that has blaster and saber at the same time. Yeah. Yes, ooh. That's what I want.
Yeah,
Luvo, I have a title for your game. Jedi the Gray.
That's you know what, like when Hero put that in Discord earlier today, I was like, who would I really want? Because I don't think like any other company could really like make a Star Wars game off the top of my head. I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to seeing all these other developers make their games. Like I really want to see what they're gonna come out with. But if I had to pick one, who would I want? And I think Visceral for me would be the best. Visceral made just like fantastic games, like Dante's Inferno. You had, you know, the three Dead Space games, and Their life cycle was cut way too short, in my opinion, and I think that they really could have made great games, honestly.
Lupo, did you see a YouTube video I posted somewhere recently in chat where they did a 4K rendering of Dead Space 2 HDR?
No.
Amazing.
I think I'm gonna try to play Dead Space 3 this year. For like, I tell myself I'm gonna play like Dead Space for Halloween every year because it's just like one of my favorite games that I haven't revisited it in a while. Mm-hmm. And I think this might be the year because I've never done the multiplayer playthrough of Dead Space 3.
Dog and I started it last year, and I have played a little bit of one. I didn't play two or three, and boy, that gets you going. Like, I'm not one for like getting jump scared that often, but boy, there's some times where like, oh shit,
oh boy,
yeah.
It's a shooter that doesn't predicate on the same things that all other shooters do. Like, you really have to focus on conserving your ammo, you know, targeting certain parts of the bodies of the enemies so that you can subdue them, get away, you know, and use. Mm-hmm. You know, use your melee to attack them once they're down on the ground. You know, like it's a really, like, I don't want to diverge the initial question here, but like I love Dead Space, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right on.
I think
Star Wars next.
Yeah, I think if I had to choose a game studio that I want to see do a Star Wars, but will probably never happen, is I would like to see Bethesda do one.
Ooh, I figured one of us would say Bethesda. Yeah, nice.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities, though, honestly.
I don't think so.
It's not true. I don't know, but it's pretty unlikely just because they have so many other, like, their big titles.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was thinking, like, a Skyrim-esque Star Wars where it's a big open world area. Maybe it's just taking part in a certain era. But then you've also got, like, Bethesda did the Wolfensteins.
Yeah, you're right.
You could have a much more grittier Star Wars, like Lupo was saying. He'd like to see a darker, grittier one.
Yeah.
Because then that would almost be, like, when Lupo said that, that's, like, almost a reverse Starkiller.
Yep.
Going, because Starkiller went dark to light, this would be like from light to dark,
mm-hmm.
which would really, I think, could be pretty, pretty cool.
I like what Full Turbo said, a Diablo style Star Wars.
No, yeah,
that could work on many levels.
Yeah.
I think maybe to balance the Bethesda studio, because they're now Microsoft owned. I'll go with Guerrilla Games. I think a Horizon Zero Dawn-esque story for like, I'll shock everyone and say like a dope female driven story would be really cool. And that in depth, I just, you know, everything about Horizon Zero Dawn is just beautiful. And for those who haven't played, the story is just absolutely tremendous. Like I watched the end scene of that game and I still cry. So just like that beautiful storytelling, you know, just the way that those games are crafted and constructed through Guerrilla Games, I think would be, could be a very moving Star Wars experience. I think that, you know, that's something that oftentimes can get left out of Star Wars just because of what it is. Not that Star Wars isn't moving, but you know, it ends up always kind of, it's sci-fi, right? It always goes like back to being sci-fi. So I think something like really deep that like Guerrilla Games is capable of would be really cool.
Right on.
I'll keep mine short and sweet just because I'm 100% with what Lupo said about,
I'm sorry. I thought you were
stop agreeing with me all the time. Jeez.
Lupo sucks. Everything he says is garbage.
You say great things. Sometimes you don't, but this time you did.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of that mixed with some Fallout style, maybe. I mean, I could see that. Yeah, all good stuff. I can't really add anything different from what I haven't already heard. So let's make some awesome Star Wars, guys.
Ooh, Star Wars games set on like a scrapper world.
Man. Yeah.
I still think the Ubisoft game is going to be good. I mean, Ubisoft makes great games. I think that's going to be
fun. They're good at third person. Yep.
Yeah.
Has anyone said a new Podracer game? Has anyone said that yet? New Podracer?
Oh, man, I had that game on N64. That was dope.
Rocket League needs Podracer?
Huh? Pod League doesn't sound good.
Pod League.
So I'm sitting here trying to think, and I know it's going to sound a little boring, but I would actually like to have a couple studios work together on it. And I think the two studios that would make an amazing, like MMORPG type game, more toward the RPG side, would be if you threw in BioWare and Bungie together. I think if you made something that mixed the elements of like how you can go off world in Destiny or Mass Effect, and you threw in RPG elements of a third person point of view, like a Mass Effect, where you can customize armor, you can have clans, you can have guilds. And it's set in an era where Jedi are very, very rare and you just don't hear about them. And the ones that you do see can maybe be like NPCs in the game or in the story. I think that would be amazing. Like if you could just have something that would like, think about the possibilities of having a clan in a style of a shooter like Destiny or Mass Effect, you know, not first person, but third person, and have it just be this massive thing. Like, oh, I'm going to Coruscant cause I need to go to the underground cities and do this. I'm going to Mandalore because I'm going to meet a really old faction of Mandalorians there, because I'm thinking of joining the Mandalorians or something, you know, something like that. And the fact that you could have mods and like different kind of customizations on your armor and your weapons and like the story driven by like a BioWare story writer, like it would just be amazing for me. That's like my dream Star Wars game.
So basically like the studio you're thinking of is Archetype. That's James Olin from BioWare.
Yeah.
Like that's and they're creating, I think, a D&D style game.
Yeah, but I would not. That's
what Chad Robinson one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want like a turn based or a D&D.
No,
It would definitely have to be like a faster based shooter, like a looting shooter, basically, like a Destiny style or Mass Effect.
Give me an MMO. Take all the control mechanics from ESO. And put it into the Star Wars universe, and that would be perfect.
Yeah,
pretty good. That works very well.
Lots of cool possibilities. Lots of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys, we went a little longer than usual. So, any closing thoughts here before we wrap this up?
I don't think I said anything too controversial this time. So,
everyone's agreeing with Lupo.
What'd you guys do while I was gone, man?
I don't know. Made fun of Brad.
Well, you only had one or two podcasts in between, so.
Yeah, don't worry. They made fun of me in your absence.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's pretty much what we did.
How's it feel, Brad? How's it feel?
I love it, dude. You know, my self-confidence is built on being made fun of my whole life by my father.
And this whole podcast is fun that you make fun of me, so we've just
come full circle. It's reciprocal. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Right? Are you having fun?
Yeah. Well, guys, if you like the podcast, make sure you visit MuleHornGaming.com about page to find more great content creators there for you. And if you're looking for some mule swag, we got the store right on our homepage. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Blow it up! Bang, bang, boom.
Explosions!
Blow it up!
I should go.
Get bang.